Now, for the last couple of weeks, Margaret Mills has been at Plotlands in Basildon. But it's very, very different this week, is it not, Margaret? You're going to be looking at a Tudor musician.
I am indeed. I'm going to be looking at a man named William Byrd.
Mm-hmm.
And William Byrd was very well known in his day.
I think I've heard of William Byrd.
His music is still played today. And certainly if you ever go to a concert, a classical music concert at Ingatestone Hall, then it's very likely that you will hear him played for reasons I will explain.
So where did he come from?
Well, we know he was born in London. We don't know a great deal about him. We know that he was born in roughly 1543.
Mm-hmm.
We know he died about 1620. 1621, and we know that he certainly, for a time at least, had a house at Stondham Massey in Essex,
right,
and a great connection with Ingatestone Hall.
Right, so tell us more.
Well, William Byrd. William Byrd was a very well-known Tudor musician. He played at the court of Henry VIII.
Mm-hmm.
He played at the court of Queen Elizabeth I. And if the stories are correct, he was very popular with Elizabeth I. So he was a court musician. He was appointed to become the head of music at Lincoln Cathedral at one point in time. Whether that was as a result of the fact that he played music for the royal family, we don't know. But certainly we know he had this very high-powered appointment at Lincoln Cathedral. He owned a house at Stondham Massey, as I've said, and he was very friendly with the Peter family in Ingatestone Hall.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very close relationship, and he often came to Ingatestone Hall to play. He was not only a talented composer, but he was a talented musician. We're unsure exactly how many musical instruments he played, but it's likely that he certainly played the organ, and he probably played other musical instruments as well. His main contact at Ingatestone Hall was the son of the first Lord Peter, Sir William Peter. His son was John Peter, and it was John Peter he was particularly friendly with. Now, John was known as being a completely devoted musician. He loved music, played several instruments himself, so hardly surprising that he should become very friendly with William Byrd. There was a slight hitch. William Byrd, as with the Peter family, was a staunch Catholic.
I was going to ask about that.
And at the time of Queen Elizabeth I, the state religion was Protestantism.
Of course.
And obviously Catholicism was frowned on.
Mm.
Now, Elizabeth was famous for saying that she would be tolerant of Catholics. She didn't seek to persecute Catholics. And at the early part of her reign, that was true, but things did begin to change later on. And it would seem that William Byrd's music gradually fell from favour at court during the reign of Elizabeth I. And many people have said that it was his religion that caused her to look frowningly on him, whereas before she had been very much a fan of everything that William Byrd did. Sadly, it ended with William Byrd being not expelled from the royal circle, but being quietly dropped from the royal circle in favour of other musicians. It was said that the Queen began to look on his music as, quote, old-fashioned. Was that the real reason? Well, we'll probably never know. But certainly, he was always sure of a welcome at Ingatestone Hall.
Right, OK. Thank you very much indeed again for that, Margaret. And next week?
Well, next week I'm going to talk about the plague.
The plague?
The plague, and specifically the Colchester plague.
Oh, right. Okay. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.